SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The House votes along party lines to authorize an impeachment inquiry against President Biden. Texas Congressman Chip Roy says Democrats should let the process play out if they're so sure President Biden did nothing wrong.
This is an impeachment inquiry. That's all. What are my Democratic colleagues afraid of if there's nothing to see there? Maybe that is all the more reason for the inquiry.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Israeli military says Hamas terrorists ambushed troops in a dense Gaza City neighborhood, killing at least 9 soldiers. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. still strongly supports Israel and its war with Hamas.
Our support for Israel is not diminished, but we have had concerns, and we have expressed those concerns about the prosecution of this military campaign, even while acknowledging that it's Hamas that started this, and it's Hamas that is continuing it.
In Detroit, Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy announces charges against a 28-year-old man in the death of synagogue president Samantha Wall. Officials say Michael Bolanos was a stranger to Wall. They say she was killed while being robbed. The House is launching a new email address to report anti-Semitism on college campuses. According to the announcement, students, faculty, or other community members can email report.antisemitism@mail.house.gov to file the reports. House Education Committee Chair Virginia Fox said in a statement that the panel's members received messages from across the nation after last week's hearing with university presidents. The North Carolina Republican said having a centralized reporting system allows the committee to more effectively review and act on credible cases of antisemitism. More at townhall.com. The left accuses Christians of ignoring racism while campaigning against abortion and transgenderism. Popular Christian apologist Alex McFarland says clergymen should address racism from the pulpit, but
pastors need to call their parishioners to think critically and think precisely. We are not a systemically racist culture. Anybody can do anything if they're willing to work hard, live right, be disciplined.
And he issues a warning.
What pastors have to do, and any thinking rational adult, is understand that racism is being used as a ploy to further unravel our Judeo-Christian constitutional representative republic.
He says the antidote to racism is Christianity, the cure for all mankind's sins. This is SRN News. The World Food Program is warning that Sudan is edging towards a hunger catastrophe.
Sudan is going through the highest levels of hunger ever recorded during the harvest season, according to a new analysis by the UN. That's the time of the year when more food is usually available. But the number of those going hungry now has doubled compared to the same time last year. And it's a warning that if nothing changes, things could get worse going into the lean season in a few months' time. That's when experts warn Sudan might slip into a hunger catastrophe. It's the same classification as famine, but affecting households rather than a geographical area.
Elon Musk is starting his own school. Tax filings suggest he's using $100 million of his own money to create a STEM-focused high school in the Austin area. Once it's up and running, the goal is to create a university that he says will be dedicated to education at the highest level. More details at SRNnews.com.